brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. 33 years ago and a few million tons of aviation fuel burned later, Top Gun was released on May 16, 1986. That was so long ago my parasitic drag factor was much higher as I had hair and Grumman F-14 Tomcats and their well-patched turkey pilots were still being hurled off the decks of pitching aircraft carriers around the world. Move over, kiddies. The F-A-18 Super Hornet is the top fun now in the upcoming 2022 film as Maverick is on short and final, looking at the end of a career. Note, this flying sequel was originally scheduled for takeoff May of 2020. Due to COVID, it was stalled until finally this May 26, 2022, Harkins 14 Prescott Valley, Arizona. Drones have possibly become the technological incipient stall and looming death spiral for fighter pilots like Captain Seal in one of life's mysteries, Maverick, whose love interest is a single mom who owns a bar near the naval base. The bar is A+, but not sure about the kid as it might mess up Maverick's weight and balance. It's a pilot thing. Notice I am throwing in a lot of sexy aviation jargon and pilot speak in this short flying foray of syllables for fellow pilots, so if you can't keep up, too bad you land lover. Oh, and if you want to stop dreaming and start flying, check out the OPA.org and get your wings, you Xbox aviator. Sorry for that vector, let's get back on course, shall we? Maverick is now a Top Gun flight instructor and G-sensei. Guess who Maverick is reported to be instructing? Rooster, the son of his former Rio, Radio Intercept Officer, or WSO, Wizzo, Goose? Goose, talk to me, Goose. Who misses Goose? Of course, there's a bar scene with Browski stuff along with the necessary volleyball scene so girlfriends and wives will attend the flying sequel with their aviation-loving knuckle-draggers. Don't forget the classic Maverick stall sequence so the bad dude on his 6-0 clock flies right by. I prefer a split-S maneuver based on the ACM books, Air Combat Maneuvers, I've read, but what do I know? I've got a whopping 200 hours in a Grumman AA-1C Lynx that had a cruise speed of 85 kts, not a Grumman F-14 or today's Super Hornet. Embedded. Do you really think I'm going to go spend money to watch this over-promoted aviation porn? Yes, I am. I feel the need for more speed. And I miss Goose. The film is scheduled to be released, again, May 26, 2022 at Harkins 14 Theaters in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Check out the official trailer. Trivia: what aircraft is flying in the very last scene of this trailer, after ending credits? Embedded. And, yes, Kenny Loggins' Highway to the Danger Zone from the first film will also be featured. Embedded. Find out what else is happening in the Quad Cities with more stories from the recreation section on signalsaz.com. Embedded.